morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And yes, it's that time of the morning again. And this morning we have Milwara Primary School with Izzy, Kaya, Nick and Skylar.
Good morning and welcome to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. The show this morning is presented by Milwara Primary School, Warburton East Campus. My name is Skylar and I am here with my friends Izzy, Kaya and Nick. So sit back over the next half an hour and listen to our music, stories, news and lots more. We hope you enjoy our show. Now to introduce ourselves. Hi, as I said, I am Skylar and I'm 12 years old. I enjoy playing basketball. I am Bradman Blue House Captain. I have four brothers and one sister. This is my last year at Milwara Primary School because we are moving on to secondary college, which will be an exciting journey.
Hey, I'm Izzy and I'm 11 years old. I am going to Year 7 next year. I have two brothers who are in Queensland visiting their dad. I also have a sister. I go to athletics every Saturday morning and I play tennis on Wednesdays.
My name is Kaya and I'm 12 years old and going to Year 7 next year. My favourite season is summer. I have 12 animals and I have two brothers. My mum dislocated a shoulder outside IGA, but she's alright. I'm one of the other Bradman House Captains.
I'm going to Upper Yarra Secondary College and I'm super excited.
I'm Nick. I have a brother named Max. I ride motorbikes and I'm third in Australia. I like to build stuff in my backyard and ride my push bike.
The next song is Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over.
station sponsor, Warburton Curry Club, is an authentic, fully licensed Indian restaurant. They offer dine-in, pick-up, takeaway, delivery and catering within the local area. They are open for dinner from Tuesdays to Sundays, 4pm till 9pm, and for lunch on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays from 12 till 2:30pm. Find Warburton Curry Club at 3463 Warburton Highway, Warburton. Call 5966 9182 to make reservations and to place orders, or for your convenience, visit www.warburtoncurryclub.com.au to order and make reservations online.
Now station for some sponsor. School news. Last Monday, we went on a bike ride to East Warby, from East Warby to the Oval in Warby. We played games like cricket on the Oval. I made one run. We had rolls for lunch and milk. The best bit of the day was when we went to the lolly shop.
This Thursday, the grade 3, 4, 5, 6 from both campuses are all going to Funfields on a big McKenzie's bus. At Funfields, there is water slides and some dry rides. There is a toboggan that goes up a hill in a metal dint. I'm very excited for this Thursday, and I can't wait to have some last fun memories with friends.
On the 17th, we are having our grade 6 graduation. We are going to have dinner and then we will listen to everyone's speeches. Then we can take a photo in the photo booth and we can get our graduation bears signed.
This Friday is grade 6's official last day of primary school. We donated a non-perishable food to the less fortunate people to go out of school uniform. We get to eat junk food and clean up the school. At the end, we say a very special goodbye and ask everyone to sign our graduation bears to keep and cherish forever.
I'm having Fox on the Run played.
Oh,
Nothing beats bed after a big day. But if your back is giving you trouble, it might just mean another sleepless night. At 40 Winks Churnside Park, we're here to support you with a special range of beds designed to care for your back. And right now, we're offering up to 50% off top brands, including KingCore Chiropractic Bed Silent Partner range of mattresses from our Back Care range, endorsed by back care professionals. This sale is on for a limited time, so hurry into 40 Winks Churnside Park to be sure you don't miss out. Find us at the Homemaker Centre at 282 Maroondah Highway, Churnside Park, or call us on 9727 1666. Get a great night's sleep for less. Station sponsor.
Now some poetry. As I was sleeping on the balcony up high, I slowly look up to the sky. A knock on the door, I had let out a roar. It might be someone with guns, or the next door neighbour with scones, maybe the barber or the guy from the harbour. I jump up and down, look who's outside, I put on a frown. It's a barber from town. I smile with glee. Are you here for me? I show him my hair, he gives me a glare. Now everything's just fair, I see him going over there. I hop out of the chair, then head upstairs.
I'm going to read you a short story. Yesterday I had a disagreement with my dad about a delightful exploration at camp. I said that the camp was unchangeable and that I would go on an investigation about the gold mines caving it. Then Dad said that I was showing ignorance and I could go if I found 5 symmetrical shaped pizzas. Then I ran into Max unintentionally, and he said that if I ran into him again, he would make my face uncomprehensible and make it unattractively irrational. So I said that I would stick him to the ground and that it would make him immobile and immovable. Then I went to sports. Lachlan got disqualified, so he watched uncritically as his team lost. Lachlan was a bit annoyed, but the outcome was irreversible.
Now for my ballad. Beyond the surface of the sea lay a dead bumblebee. All the dolphins wouldn't go near it. They were all too scared. One day a lonely turtle came along, singing a graceful song. Her singing brought the bee to life, so they got married and she became his wife. The bee was able to swim underwater, so they had a child, and it was their only daughter. She looked quite strange. No one had ever seen anything like her before. She was a loner who one day got put in a coma because she choked on water and got slaughtered later that day.
Now for my ballad. It was a really hot summer day. None of my siblings wanted to play. It was kind of annoying, but I didn't really mind, although after that they weren't very kind. I went inside to have a rest. I think it was for the very best. I fell asleep and slept for a while. Mum woke me up and it was vile. I jumped and screamed and made a noise. Dad told me I sounded like the boys. That didn't make me feel better, though. I sat on a chair and rocked to and fro. I was mad and angry for the rest of the day just because I didn't get my way. I felt kind of bad for what my family held up with. It wasn't the first, but maybe the fifth.
So you've got a few different types of poetry there. What types of poetry have you got? Can you explain it to me? Skylar, what did you use?
I used a story that was put in a poetry type of way.
And what are the types of poetry that you've got written down there? Is he?
Haikus, limericks, and ballads.
And what's haiku mean?
It is a three-lined, three-sentence poem thing.
It has 5 syllables on the first and third line and 7 on the second.
What about the limericks?
It's 5 lines and the first, second and fifth rhyme and have 7 and 9 syllables and the third and fourth rhyme and they have 5 to 7 syllables.
Thank you. Who's next song?
Now for a song by Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down,
With Christmas just around the corner, now's the time to stock up on all your summer season's fashions and clothing needs for this festive and holiday season. Ronald King's and Matches Surfwear has a great summer range of cool and casual clothing. Going to a party, heading off to the beach or travelling around, Ronald King's and Matches Surfwear has the right gear, right quality and at the right price. So come on in to Ronald King Men's Land and Matches Surfwear at 122 Main Street Croydon and 233 Main Street Lilydale. Safe travels this festive season. And don't forget that Ronald King in Croydon has a great range of ladies' fashions. Ronald King, station sponsor.
Okay, now for some jokes. What do you call a bear with no ears?
I don't know.
A B. How do you spell mousetrap using three letters?
How?
C-A-T. What do you get if you sit under a cow?
What?
Pat on the head.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up? Because it was tired. What do diets and promises both have in common?
I don't know.
They both get broken. Why did the thermometer go to college?
I don't know.
It wanted to get a good degree. What is a monster's favourite drink?
I don't know.
Kool-Aid.
Why did the zebra cross the road?
Why?
To make a zebra crossing.
Come on.
What animal hides in a grape?
What?
An ape. Why did Cinderella get kicked out of the football game?
Why?
Because she ran away from the ball. Why was Melbourne Cricket Ground so hot after the match?
I don't know.
Because all the fans left, yeah.
What did devils drink?
I don't know.
Demon ace. What did one ear say to the other ear?
I don't know.
Between you and me, we need a haircut. What flowers grow under your nose?
What flowers?
Tulips.
Sneak.
Whose song?
Oh, it's mine.
Skylar's.
Freaks by... Freaks. By Timmy Trumpet.
Get that. Reset.
Bushfires can threaten life and property, but the humble LPG cylinder is designed to survive a fire if it is correctly installed and prepared. The LPG Association of Australia has these tips. You should turn the cylinder off at the valve on top of the bottle. You should leave the cylinder where it has been installed and leave the bottle or cylinder in an upright position. You should ensure it is secured to a solid structure and on a solid base to prevent it falling over with the vent facing away from buildings. Any LPG bottles attached to a wooden frame barbecue should be placed on a solid base, and you should remove any combustible material surrounding the bottle. The LPG Association of Australia also says you should never place it inside a house or structure during a fire, as it can present a hazard to firefighters. You should never lay any cylinders on their side, and you should never cover a gas cylinder with wet material to keep it cool, because these materials may dry out and catch a light, heating the bottle or cylinder. This information has been brought to you by the Australian LPG Association and Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
It has been a big year at Moowarra with many fantastic activities and lots to learn. This is our last radio show, as all of us will be moving on to secondary college next year. There have been so many things that come to mind when we start thinking back over our time here at Moowarra. The camp this year was great when we travelled up to Bendigo and did heaps of activities. Last year we had the bike camp up along the bike trail near Alexandra and Yeo. We have all had the experience to go off to Ben's shed and learning about woodwork, and we have also had the opportunity to share our story on radio show a number of times. We have had some great teachers over the past 7 years with Mrs. Barley, Mrs. Noble, Mrs. Cooper, Mrs. Snowden, Miss Barnard, Miss Hayter, Andy Bennett and Mrs. Knight. There have also been many great support staff who have helped us along our way. They say the small schools are the great schools, and that is certainly true in our case. We are all now prepared to continue our educational journey into the future, and we have been given a really solid base here at Moowarra. We speak from our campus here at Woburn and East, but we have a strong relationship with our other campus at Millgrove. We have also had much contact with the teachers from the other campus, Miss Clark, Mr. Bruton, Miss Walters and Miss Moss. We will miss everyone, but we know that we have been given a great start from our primary school. Go Moowarra! Thank you for listening and letting us share so many things with you. Thank you, Michelle, for helping making this another amazing radio show. Have a safe and happy Christmas. Goodbye.
Thanks for running radio show and letting us come and for entertaining all of us. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you to Mr. Barnard and Michelle for letting us come on radio show. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to us, and a big shout out to Michelle for letting us stay and entertain you. Bye.